Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, we hear from a farmer in Portland who was affected by heavy rain in January. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environs are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
Banana and plantain farmer Winsome Crossdale is one of 298 farmers in Portland who were affected by heavy rains in January. Her farm, located in Canewood, was flooded after the Swift River overflowed its banks. The flood damage was compounded by the large amount of debris left behind.
Over the past 3 years, we have had damages. This is the fourth time in 3 years.
Despite the damage, Winsome says she will continue cultivating crops.
Banana is my passion. We have been in banana for many years now, and we want to continue the growth and development of the banana industry.
Winsome is also one of the banana farmers who supplied the crop to the banana board for weekly shipments to Trinidad and Tobago, which began in December last year. The Portland farmer recommends the provision and installation of gabion baskets to protect her farm and others from flooding. The gabion is a porous wall made from rocks, small stones or concrete blocks that are packed into a wire basket. It is used to combat soil erosion by slowing the flow of water and dropping sediment and organic material behind the wall as water slowly leaks through. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carson Muda, who visited the region recently, says the installation of gabion baskets is one of the measures that will be taken to protect farmlands in Canewood and Lennox that run adjacent to the Swift River. Minister Samuda was among a touring party which included Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA Chairman Michael Stern and West Portland Member of Parliament and Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation Dara Vaz. They visited farms at Canewood and Low Layton, where they observed waterlogged farms with downed banana and plantain trees. They also met with the affected farmers and discussed possible solutions to address flooding going forward. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Talk and taste your tongue. Translation, talk and taste your tongue. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return. The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is think before you speak. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for improved safety and security in schools.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.